Can you see that color?
Yeah, I mixed it.
No, I mean, can you see the beauty of it?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's got all these different colors kind of modulated in there.
Well, my name is Tom Skelly, and I started the Arts and Corrections program at the Chino Institution in late 1980. Jerry Brown was governor at the time, in those early years, and they hired six of us. I had never even given much thought to prisons and jails and criminals or anything like that. Arts and Corrections has always taken the view that we're not therapists. We are artists, and we always thought that we would raise the prison experience to a higher level, a better prison experience. And that sounds kind of funny, a better prison experience, but in fact, it was all always intended to change their opinions about themselves and others, and of course, reduce recidivism as well. It was like a 30-year experiment. In 2010, we were eliminated with a lot of other programs.
We're at the CIM. We're outside looking at a mural that's painted on one of the structures in the visiting ground. It's a landscape with ocean, lighthouse. The guy that painted this was an old guy who ended up in a wheelchair as he was here because he's been maybe 4 years, and his health deteriorated. When you're here, the guys like to paint pictures of scenes that they can escape into.
We live in a civilized society, and I believe it's to our advantage to present that civil kind of attitude and practice towards people who have made mistakes. I don't want to try to paint this picture like, oh, the inmates are wonderful and it does this great thing and it's just this. No, it's not. There are probably more inmates that I would say don't deserve it. And I'm interested in the ones that are ready to make the change. You know, I mean, the officers would tell me that the guys that were involved in my program were more peaceful. We had the recidivism studies, the incidence levels went down on the prisons. After my job was cut with the Department of Corrections as a full-time artist facilitator, about a year later, I was approached by a program out of Cal Poly Pomona called the Prison Education Project. Now I teach at California Rehabilitation Center in Norco.
Go ahead and sign in, everybody, before you get situated. How you doing? There's about three guys that started color theory last week, and the rest of them are well into their painting. Remember to keep that water clean, guys. As soon as it starts getting too muddy, you want to change it out. Otherwise, it will influence your colors. All staff carry an alarm. When you're in a correctional institution, it's important that if you see something that is happening, you know, somebody getting violent or creating trouble, just press the alarm and the officers will be over in a few seconds.
It's something to escape here. It keeps your mind occupied, I would say.
I mean, you at peace. Everybody, that's what they be looking for, have a peace of mind. It's a blessing. It's just you and that piece of art.
You don't feel like you're locked up for a little bit, you know? You get some time to mess around with your classmates, paint, you know, share each other's paintings.
Get all the brushes clean?
Yes.
You cleaned your thing? Great. Good. Way to go.
If an inmate is in prison for 1 year, it costs the state taxpayers about $50,000. If the program can keep three inmates out for 1 year, then it's paid for itself. The figures are that 31% of inmates that were involved in the Arts and Corrections program returned, as opposed to inmates that were not involved in Arts and Corrections, and that figure was 58%. So 31 as opposed to 58% is a pretty significant difference.